Good morning. Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate God's love in our program, A Super Christmas.
Good morning. Welcome to Concordia. Please consider signing up to serve during fellowship. We need people the next two Sundays. Are there any other announcements?
Bruce Cook roped me into helping organize the Salvation Army sign-up sheets this year. Concordia has a reputation in the community of raising exceptional amounts of money, typically the weekend before Christmas. And so this year we accepted an additional challenge. We're starting on a Friday, and we're ringing Friday afternoons, Saturday and Sunday, both at Piggly Wiggly and Sentry. There are two openings left at Sentry over that time, but Piggly Wiggly has a number of openings. So if any of you have some free time, mostly on Saturday or Sunday, 22nd or 23rd this coming weekend, you can see me after the service, or I'll have these available in the back of the church. It's not necessary that you're a member of the church. Anybody can sign up to ring bells, and it's kind of a fun kind of activity. So if that's of interest to you, we'd appreciate your help. Thank you.
Today we light the third candle of Advent, the candle that represents love. As a youth member at Concordia, I have been awakened by the love that is shown to others through the members of this church and the various missions Concordia supports. As we celebrate the love that God has for us, I would like to share with you about Lynn's legacy. Today we have a special collection that I am working to organize through the National Honor Society called Lynn's Legacy. The collection will go towards raising money for gift bags for radiology and chemotherapy patients in Sauk County. If you feel you can make a donation to this cause, checks can be made to Concordia United Methodist Church with Lynn's legacy in the memo line. I will be putting the bags together of fragrant-free personal care items. Thank you for considering making a donation to this cause. If anyone has any questions, feel free to ask me. I have witnessed the love here at Concordia. Volunteers and mission, special collections to help a member or others, Good Samaritan giving, a box for Stock the Schools, Melodies for Compassion, Zelfa's Pantry, Second Sunday donations, support to Reedsburg Hispanic Ministries, Paul Webster Missionary, just to name a few. There are those that I have personally have personal experience through youth group by volunteering monthly at the food pantry and the VIM trip to United Methodist Children's Services. Today we are celebrating the Candle of Love. I want to remind everyone of the love we show others through all the missions and so much more. And I invite everyone I invite you to consider one more way you can show your love through Lynn's legacy. Thank you.
Today, our youth group and Sunday school kids will be sharing the message about Jesus' love through our program of Super Christmas. As we celebrate with the joy and the youth and children today, we gather together to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit and express our joy and gratitude.
God's holy presence is here as we worship. The power of God's word touches those who are hurting and awakens hope for the hopeless. We invite you to celebrate the good news in Jesus Christ as our worship creates a place for us to be with God.
On this third Sunday of Advent, we remember the 200th anniversary of Silent Night, Holy Night. The hymn's third verse reminds us of the presence of God through love's pure light and redeeming grace.
Made in the image of God, we are called to nurture relationships that radiate grace in the world. What would the world be like if love's pure light was at the center?
Imagine a starlit night where all is calm and all is bright.
It was the night when love was born, and just as now the world was torn. But all was calm and all was bright. The star above gave out its light.
We continue the season of waiting by lighting the third candle, anticipating the light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see.
Uplifting God, we open ourselves to hear your call today, to recognize your love all around us, and also see the potential to add to the love all around us, making our lives, our families, our communities, and our world a brighter place.
Please join me in the response on the screen above. Fill us with your love and light. Make the world so calm and bright.
Thank you. invite the children to come up to the front of the church.
Okay, this is our third Sunday of Advent, and they said it already. What was the candle we lit the first Sunday? Any remember? Okay. Peace, and last week we lit joy, and this week we just lit? Oh, isn't love important? Don't we all need love? Oh, yeah. Well, I think we do, and this little baby needs love, too. Oh, what's the matter? Huh? Well, it's an unhappy baby right now. Oh. Well, I think it's crying because it needs something. You know, babies don't just cry because they want to cry. But babies need love. And there's a whole bunch of different ways that we can show our love. Do you know any of them? Yes? To help them, that shows people we love them. Yes, Anna? To hug them, yeah. Oh, oh, that's better, isn't it? Oh, okay, yeah? What? Oh, yeah? Okay. So what happens when the baby needs something? Let's look around and see what baby might need tonight or today. Okay, is there any? Oh, what? Can you go get that? Yeah. Oh. What's that? A baby bottle. You suppose that might help? Okay, can I have this? Oh, let's see if that'll work. Oh. There's nothing in there? Yes, there is something in there. There's air, but there's also magic milk. Oh. Oh, I think that took care of it. I think the baby's okay now. No, the blanket, it was too warm in here. Oh, let's look up here, see what's here. Turn around. See the kitty? The kitty's hungry.
Diz que dançando. It's mine. It's mine.
They're singing on there. Okay. So whoever was feeding the kitty was doing it to show that they loved the kitty, right? Do you love the kitties? I don't know. Someone made it and put it on YouTube. I don't know who did it. That was YouTube, yep. Okay. So Jesus was born so that God could show us what love is like, okay? So Mary and Joseph had Jesus, and what do you suppose they did for Jesus to help him grow up, knowing he was loved? Yeah? They prayed for him. What else would they have done for Jesus? Yes? What? What? What do your parents do to show you that they love you? Do they let you go outside without any clothes on?
Yeah.
No? Do they put you to bed without eating any supper?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. Do you live in a house that's warm?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah. They do. Okay, so I want you to sing after me now. Sing these words after me. Okay? Radiant beams of thy holy face. Radiant beams of thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace. With the dawn of redeeming grace. That's what Jesus was about. So that we would know grace and we would know love and we would know grow up being loved so that we can love other people. Okay? So now I want you to do something for me. Do you know how to tiptoe?
Yeah.
Okay? I want you to either tiptoe back to your adults or tiptoe downstairs. Tiptoe. Thank you.
Are you coming back?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being.
What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light.
The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, and the law was given through Moses, so grace and truth come into being through Jesus Christ. Please stand as you are able and join in singing, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light," number 206 in the red hymnal. The words are also on the screen above. We will sing verses 1 and 2.
Thank you.
You may be seated. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, may our offerings show our willingness to love. Will the ushers please come forward? Please join me in our prayer of thanksgiving. God in love, you abide with us. You provide for all our needs and guide us in your ways. Out of gratitude for your care, you bring our gifts before you. Use them for your work of caring, that all may feast at the table of abundance. Walk without fear.
I invite you to calm your mind and find peace within as we prepare for our time of prayer. You spoke, Lord, and light penetrated the darkness, a good light, a strong light, a perfect light. But we went astray, loving darkness rather than light. So you sent your prophets to call us back toward the light. Yet still we were stubborn and afraid. So you sent the Son to be the light of the world, the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness never overcoming it.
And yet, O God, we are not altogether convinced that darkness is a thing of the past. Many people in this world feel darkness and gloom. Pressures crowd in upon us and get us down. Gracious and loving God, we rejoice that you are with us in our troubles. You know us and love us always.
We rejoice that Jesus came to bring light to our darkness. We pray for our world in need of love and grace, forgiveness and new life, hope, peace, a world in need of renewal, in need of you.
We pray that you would come alongside us and be with all those for whom we pray. Show us Jesus, the light of the world, the one who came and who comes, to heal our hearts and give us peace that passes all understanding.
Help us to share the good news in word and action, the good news of a merciful King who loves us and whom we can love. For even in our trouble and pain, we know that Jesus is with us and loves us.
Hear us in a moment of silence as we pray for you to be with those in darkness. We pray that they may see and know the light of Christ.
Let us pray together now as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Welcome to our annual Children's Christmas program. Our title this year is A Super Christmas. We hope you'll enjoy our production and its message. Our story begins with the meeting of superheroes. They have just received some alarming news and aren't quite sure if this new hero is a friend or a foe.
Order, order. I call this meeting of superheroes to order.
As some of you have heard, there is a rumor going around that a new superhero is coming to Earth. He says that he receives his power from the big G-O-D.
I have heard the same thing. What does this mean? We save the Earth. We have been here for years.
What does this guy think he's doing?
Do we even know who this guy or woman is? Doesn't he know that that is our job?
I have heard this too. That this God guy means business.
Apparently, he has a connection with all of us. He says that he loves the world so much that he's going to give us his son.
This new superhero is here to save the world from the villain Sin.
Who is this Sin? I don't know this evil villain. Wonder Woman, is he one of your arch nemesises?
No, I don't know him, but I could take him down.
Okay, let's calm down, everyone. We don't know if this guy is going to take our jobs.
He might be here to help us as well as the rest of the world.
Well, I don't need any help. Did you see me crush that bad guy last week? I saved a busload of school children with one hand.
I did see that man. You were awesome, but I think that next time you could...
Whoa, slow down, guys. Let's focus on this new guy.
Yeah, we can share our glory stories later.
Do we know when this new guy is supposed to show up?
I've heard as early as Christmas Day. That's tomorrow.
No way, Christmas can't be tomorrow. Is it really Christmas Eve? Yes, tomorrow I think your outfit is cutting of circulation to your brain.
This means we have to act fast. We have to find this guy, learn what his weaknesses are, and find out his weak enemies. What if he has a sidekick? We have so much to do.
Well, then we better start tracking this big guy down.
Mary and Joseph have been traveling for miles, and Mary is growing weary.
I'm so tired. Can we just book a room somewhere?
Only a little bit farther. I'm sorry that every Holiday Inn was full, but I didn't know we would be traveling this deep into the holiday season.
Don't get huffy at me. I didn't ask if I wanted to flee my home or if I wanted to become the mother of God's son.
Yes, dear, I know. How did that happen again? You were so frightened when you came to me.
Well, an angel came from God to me in Nazareth. He told me to get excited because God chose me to bear his son. I am to call him Jesus. I was so scared, but then the angel said, "Do not be frightened, for this means that God will always be with me." I'm still nervous and unsure about this whole thing. What if I'm not right? What if I'm not going to be a good mother to God's son?
Mary, stop worrying and breathe. God chose you for a reason, and he chose me as your husband for a reason.
Well, we haven't found him yet. This superhero sure knows how to hide himself.
Or maybe he's in a disguise.
I've turned over everything, and he sure isn't hiding under anything.
Hulk, put that down. Do you really think the man who saves the world would be hiding under a flower?
I'm tired of looking. Maybe he has a weakness, like tuna or catnip, or those little squeaky mice, or those little balls of light that you can never catch.
Whoa, down, kitty. We don't know that stuff yet. Maybe these fine people have heard something about him. I'll go ask.
Excuse me, fine citizens, but do you happen to know of a new superhero?
A new superhero? No, Joseph, have you?
No way. Are you really Superman? Oh my goodness. And Wonder Woman and the Hulk and...
Oh, get a hold of yourself. No, we haven't. Do you know of a place where we could stay? Apparently all the inns are full.
I know a man down the road who has a nice stable. You could ask if he knows a place.
Wow, you guys are all my heroes. You save the world like every day, and you're here right now.
Yes, we know we're pretty powerful.
Oh my, miss, are you pregnant?
Yes, I'm due almost any day. It may even be tonight.
Oh, there's nothing better than a baby.
I hope we run into you again. I would love to hold your baby.
Me too. I love to rock babies to sleep.
Yes, that would be nice, though we might have to work on one of your fruits of the spirit, gentleness.
Maybe you'd like to go swimming with me sometime.
I think that's a while off, but I'm sure he would love that.
You guys would come see us again? Oh, wow.
Do you know if it is a boy or a girl? What are you going to name him?
It's a boy, and his name shall be Jesus.
Wow!
Well, my feet are getting sore. I think we'll give the man with the stable a try. Good luck on your search for the superhero.
Meanwhile, two shepherds are watching over their flocks and taking a quick break to eat a snack.
This job is so lame.
Hey, I won't complain. It's paying for your data plan for that fancy phone. Heaven forbid that you couldn't text on the job.
You think you are so funny. No, seriously. This job is so boring. Nothing exciting ever happens. I mean, all my friends work at Starbucks and get free coffee. And what do I get? I get to watch over my flocks by night and shovel sheep poop? Gross.
Oh, come on. It isn't that bad. It's a clear night on Christmas Eve. You can just stare out into the black sky full of stars and really appreciate the wonder that God created.
You're one of those God people?
Well, yeah, I guess I am. I mean, I've heard that God is sending his son to save us from our sin.
You got that right. Oh, my goodness. Who are you? I'm trained in karate and I'm not afraid to use it.
Be afraid. I am an angel from God. I bring you good news. Jesus, the Son of God, was born tonight. Rejoice. Emmanuel, the Savior for the universe, was born tonight here in Bethlehem.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? How exciting. Where is he? Can I go see him?
Yes, please do. Follow his star by night and you'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth.
I don't know what swaddling clothes means, but I'm assuming when I see the baby, I'll know I'm in the right place. But what does this mean? Why is this baby such a big deal?
God sent his son, Jesus, so that we could be forgiven of our sins. When we do bad things or make bad choices, we are sinning against God. When we sin, we are moving away from God. But God loves us so much that he is willing to send his son to us so that even when we do sin, we are forgiven. It's called grace. Isn't that great?
God's love is amazing.
I know a congregation in Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin that knows a thing or two about that grace thing. They have a bright blue cross on their church and they're always talking about it.
I still don't get how sending a baby is going to help, though. How is he going to stop me from sinning?
Jesus is coming to help us build a relationship with God. He will be a way for us to see God and know that he loves us. So no matter how far we try to move away from God, Jesus will be there to remind us that God will never give up on us. But seriously, get move on over to the stable. The star is right over there.
Our superheroes have been searching far and wide for the new Jesus superhero. So far, they haven't found anything.
Excuse me, shepherds. Have you heard anything about a new superhero that's coming to save the earth?
We have been looking for him all day. We're tired.
We're scared he's going to take our jobs.
Whoa. First an angel, now superheroes?
Maybe this job isn't so lame after all.
I don't know anything about a new superhero, but did you hear that God's son was born tonight?
Wait, did you say God's son? That's our guy!
Whoa, Spider-Man. We've been searching for a baby.
How could a baby save the world?
I don't really get it either, but let's go see. I just want to see this super baby God thing.
So in the place where the animals slept, Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. In those days, it was the custom to wrap newborn babies tightly in a long cloth called swaddling clothes. Jesus' bed was the manger where the animals ate their hay.
Isn't he wonderful?
I never knew a baby could be this wonderful. God has given us such a blessing.
All right, you superhero, put your hands up. Nobody is taking my job.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, my goodness. Boys, settle down. Can't you tell there's a baby sleeping?
Well, yeah, but he's going to take our jobs.
But he's so cute.
Yes, he is. I didn't expect to see you guys again so soon. But what is this about my son taking your jobs?
We heard that Jesus is this new superhero coming to town and that he is going to save the world, whole world from sin.
But this is a baby, so we don't have anything to worry about.
You're right. Wow, I was getting worried. So are we wrong? Is Jesus just a baby?
Well, right now he is, but God has great plans in store for him. He will grow up and save us from our own sin.
We heard all about that. An angel came to us and told us not to be afraid because Jesus is born and that he will bring us grace.
Hold on, hold on. So nobody is going to take over my job?
I still get to go out and save people.
Of course you can still go out and save people, but God sent his son so that we can be safe from ourselves and the sins that we do.
Jesus is reminding us of God's love and how we can share it with others. So now when you save people, you can tell them about Jesus' power and about God's unending love for us.
Wow. Okay. I think I could do that. Stop right there, mister. I will save you innocent citizens, but Jesus will save you with God's love. I like it.
I'm so glad you all came to see Jesus, and now that you will spread God's love.
I am not afraid anymore. I am trusting God and his plan.
We can all be superheroes. This is a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer love to all you greet like Christ. See God in all you meet. Please stand as you are able and join us in singing Joy to the World, number 246 in the Red Hymnal. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Joy to the world. Thank you.
Thank you.